师，各位先生，
大家早安。
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning.
同时，我也要介绍一下，今天的翻译是 Professor Rebecca Lin。
I'd like to introduce today's interpreter, Professor Rebecca Lin.
谢谢刚才郭冠霖教授给我的介绍。今天我们讲的主题叫无私与圆满。
Yeah. Today's topic is selflessness and fulfillment.
这个20多年前呢，我曾经来过滨州大学，也做过一场演讲。我想请问，在20多年前我在演讲的时候，作为听过我演讲的听众的时候
，More than 20 years ago, I have been to Penn State University here giving a lecture as well. I want to ask if any of you here.If you've been at that lecture 20 some years ago as well, please raise your hand.
Ah. 那表示我真的来过了。表示我真的来过，不是说的谎。
So that's the proof that I actually came. I'm not lying. I didn't make it up.
现在已经过了20多年了，这个我修行的这个程度是不是已经更深一点，我自己不知道，但是呢年龄是大了一些，所以重新再来滨州大学我觉得我是一个新鲜的人，不是一个老人，是一个新鲜。
So it's been more than 20 years since I've been here. I don't know whether my practice has actually matured and got deeper. What I know for sure is that I have got older. But even that, I don't feel that I'm coming here as an elderly person. It's actually a very fresh experience, very, very interesting for me.
今天我们这里主题呢是讲无私和圆满。我想谈个修行，但是我们这两天我希望来介绍啊一项法门，这个法门就是观音菩萨的禅修法门，希望各位听众啊很有耐心的听。
The topic of this talk is selflessness and fulfillmentAnd it is part of the program, the two-day program, for you to learn the method of practice here. And with this opportunity, I'd like to introduce to you all a certain method of practice, which is the method of Chan practice used by Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara. And so I hope you will listen closely to this teaching.
我想请问一下啊。你们诸位希望听完整的修行法门呢，还是听普通的讲几句话就可以了？
I'd like to ask you, which do you prefer? Would you like to hear teaching of a complete method of practice, or would you like to hear the teaching of just an ordinary method of practice? Which do you prefer?
因为这我要举手要调查一下啊。认为就是讲几句啊，能够让你们可以很简单的可以用就好了，不一定要有一个完整的修行法门。如果是这样的，请举手。
Maybe I can take a poll here. So for those of you who think that all I need is just like a few lines, so that I can get started with my practice, that's all I want. not necessarily complete method of practice. If that's what you prefer, please raise your hand. So there are around 10 people who raise their hand.
希望听完整这个法门的人请举手。
For those of you who prefer to do the teaching on the complete method of practice, please raise your hand.
好，谢谢。
How about those of you who didn't raise your hand? What do you want to hear? What I'd like to tell you is that encompassed by the complete method of practice in this teaching, you will for sure find a very simple method of practice that you will find useful, practical for yourself.
今天这是两个演讲，但愿各位呢，能够在两场都能够听完它。但是据我的经验，凡是不买票的，没有买票，听一场也不错，基本上大家不用一来。但是没有关系，你们今天你们听了以后，明天不来的话，勉励其他的人来听，停下班他们还是有用。
There are two lectures today and today and tomorrow, so I encourage you all to come attend both lectures on this topic. However, based on my own experience, usually when the public lecture is free, when you don't need to pay admission fee, then usually most people would say, okay, one is enough, and no need to go to the second lecture. And even if that's the case, even though you won't be able to make it to the second lecture, perhaps you can encourage your friends to come. Even if they attend the second lecture, they will still find it very useful.
我现在请问一下，明天确定不能来的人有几个？
I'd like to ask if you have decided that you're not going to come tomorrow, come to tomorrow's lecture, please raise your hand.
好，但是明天你们自己不来，就请领导来，介绍一个人，两个人来。
So that's fine. Even if you're not coming tomorrow, perhaps you can encourage someone else to come. For some of you think that, well, I want to hear whether your lecture is useful or not, whether it's practical or not, then I decide whether I want to come tomorrow again.
现在我们首先讲无私啊，这算是什么意思？通常无私就是说自己不自私，但是不自私是，这就是它的定义啊，它是什么意思？不自私的。 是等于说这个人呢，是非常快乐的人。我非常希望能够不自私还能快乐，不自私的人、无私的人一定是快乐的人。快乐的人不一定是自私的，快乐的人不一定自私，有的人自私也很快乐。
Today's topic, the first part of it talks about selflessness. So what is selflessness? Usually we think of that when we think of the term selflessness, we refer to not being selfish, right? But what does it mean? What does it really mean to not be selfish? What we know is that usually people who are not selfish, they are very happy people. Usually that's the case. If one is not selfish, then one is very happy. But it's not sure the other way around. There are people who are happy, but not necessarily not selfish. So.
我们刚才讲了，自私的人自己可能是快乐的，是不自私的人，有的时候自己是不快乐的，因为不自私啊，这是专门为人家设想，结果自己很痛苦。如果自私呢，因为自己能够要怎么就怎么，所以自己很快乐。所以讲无私好像是很傻瓜的样子。
Earlier, I said that there are people who might be quite selfish, but they can be quite happy themselves. Whereas there might be people who are quite selfless, who are not selfish, but they may not necessarily be happy sometimes. What happens there is because they are not being selfish, they're only thinking about other people, sometimes they may suffer themselves. Whereas people who are selfish, all they think about is themselves, what they want, what they like,that's why they can be quite happy themselves.
问题是在于自己快乐，其他的人有没有快乐？我们现在快乐，是不是我们呢未来也快乐？我个人快乐，我们团体一个大的环境是不是大家也快乐？而我现在的快乐是不是能够使得我们呢每一个人现在都很快乐？这个自私的话大概不容易做到啊，自己快乐让人家也快乐。
The question is that whether when one is happy, whether when other people are also happy, whether one is able to bring happiness to other people as well. Also, that in this moment, one is happy, but that this happiness continue, will that bring happiness in the future as well? So the question is whether one's own happiness can also result in the happiness of everyone else in the community. Whether one's happiness in this moment can bring about happiness for everybody else in one's environment.
所以要使得自己和自己的家人，自己和自己环境里边共同生活的人都能够健康快乐的话，那应该是无私。
However, when one is selfish, probably it would be difficult to be happy oneself as well as cause everyone else to have happiness. Therefore, if one's able to bring happiness to one's family members one lives with, if one's able to bring happiness to everyone else one interacts with in one's social environment, then probably that can be considered selfless.
我们常常可以见到许多的人，几乎每一个人都会说我是不自私的，我是不会自私的。但是呢，遇到紧要的关头，所谓紧要的关头是什么？遇到刺激，遇到诱惑，遇到有关于财产，有关于男女爱情的，有关于名誉的、地位的，心里都会不舒服。
Most people will say that I'm not selfish. Most people will say that I'm not selfish at all. However, at the critical moment, often it's difficult to remain selfless. What I mean by critical moment is that when one encounters temptation, when one's excited by something that's happening, when something happens that might cost oneself one's reputation, one's power or one's wealth, then it is difficult to remain selfless.
有一次呢，我也是在想，我是无我，我有的现状听得很快乐，很高兴。但是那天下大雨，听完以后呢，出门，外面下大雨，当时有一把伞的，他带着把伞，那我就跟他讲，我说现在刚才听过无私，听过无我，现在有一把伞，像其他的人都没有伞，一把伞留下来给人家用好不好？他说不行，我要赶时间。我说刚才讲无私无我，对不起师父，我暂时自私一下，因为我要赶时间赶回去。
Let me share a story with you. There was another time that I was giving a lecture. Also a lecture on selflessness and no self. And one person in the audience, the lay practitioner, heard the lecture on selflessness and no self and was very happy about what he heard. And at the end of the lecture, it was raining very heavily outside.And this practitioner was the only one with an umbrella. And I told this person saying that, well, you just heard the lecture on selflessness and no self. And since you're the only one with an umbrella and everyone else, they don't have an umbrella, perhaps you can leave your umbrella for everyone else to use. And this practitioner said, well, no, Shifu, I can't do that. I'm in a hurry.And he said, well, I have to be selfish for this moment because I'm in a hurry. I can't leave my umbrella for other people to use.
他准备以后呢，他说我以后带两把伞来，一把伞给人家用，他说我自己呢还是要用一把。哎，这个就是自私啊。
And he said, well, perhaps in the future.He said, perhaps in the future that I can bring two umbrellas, that I can use mine and then I can leave one for other people to use next time. So this is also being selfish.
这是一个简单的一个例子。事实上我们在平常对任何人相处的时候没有利害关系。不会有冲突，有的利害关系一定会有冲突。那冲突的原因是在彼此都有自私。
This is a very simple example, but everyone else probably can relate to that in one's daily life. That as long as there's no conflict of interest in one's interaction with other people, everything is fine. But whenever there is conflict of interest between oneself and others in these interactions.Then conflict will inevitably arise. The reason for that is that both parties are being selfish.
无私不自私，真正的无私，真正的不自私是一个条件。一个是呢，自己的条件能够不自私，第二个呢，那这个环境。的条件，那么两者就不自私。所以自己的条件的话，自己如果愿意当下受损失而不自私，那环境的条件的话，虽然我不自私，但是环境还是给我很公平的，那我还可以不自私。通常是这样子。自己有这个条件呢，就是我愿意受损。受损失啊，这个不自私。第二个呢，我可以不自私，但是环境是给我公平的，不会造成损失的。在这种状况下，可以不自私。
So, what is being selfless? True self, being truly selfless, usually have some prerequisites or some conditions. these conditions need to exist for one to be truly selfless. First is our condition referring to oneself, that one can afford to be truly selfless, that one is willing to incur the cost of being selfless, and it's fine with oneself, one can incur that cost, one can afford that cost. The other condition has to do with one's surrounding environment, that if, when one's being selfless, when one's willing to sacrifice, that people in the environment will still treat one fairly, then that is a favorable condition in the environment that allow oneself to be selfless.
我们为什么要讲禅的修行呢？因为如果不用禅的修行来帮助我们的话，第一个我们可能不知道自己是自私的，第二个当我们用禅的修行的体验过程之中啊，我们自然而然可以不自私。
Without the practice of chan, one probably will not even be aware of one's selfishness. So that's one important function of the practice of chan. And in addition to that, as one practices chan, that one will find that it will be easy and natural for one to be selfless.
我有中文的、英文的，这个text 有没有？这个呢
Does everyone have either the Chinese or English or both double-sided text of the sutra?
真正的无私，无私的和那个圆满，无私，这是要一个法门，这是观音法门。这个观音法门从哪儿来的？这是一部经典，叫做《楞严经》。
To truly fulfill selflessness, one needs to have the method of practice, and the method of practice to truly fulfill the cultivation of selflessness is the method of Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara, and this method comes from the text of Suragama Sutra.
观音的意思是听，听什么？再翻成中文来，有两种方式翻的啊，一个叫观世音，一个叫观自在。观世音就是世间所有的一切的众生的悲苦的声音，他都听到，也就是他能够理解一切众生的心声，心的声音不一定是嘴巴讲的话，理解一切众生的心声，所以普遍的给一切众生来收集。
Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara, this name is translated into Chinese as contemplating sound. So it is the Bodhisattva of contemplation of sound. And this Chinese translation of this Bodhisattva's name can be understood in two ways and thus translated differently in various texts.One is the contemplation of the sounds of the world. The other is the contemplation of self at ease. The first interpretation, contemplation of the sounds of the world, refers to this Bodhisattva's ability to hear all the sounds of suffering and anguish in the world.What it means is that not necessarily just what people say verbally, but the voice in the mind of suffering and anguish. This Bodhisattva is able to hear all of them and empathize with all of them.
我们通常的人听人讲话但是大致上不是很会听。如果很会听人的讲话的声音，可以啊，晓得人到底是什么心情啊，到底有什么状况，有什么问题。有的是需要用文字表达、语言表达，有的不需要用语言表达。这是呢，给你一个记号，给你一个信号，你就能够啊，体会到他是在想什么，他是在心里边啊，有什么样的感受。这样叫做观世音。那普通的人呢，他不容易做得到。但是因为不容易做得到，所以人与人之间是隔阂的，不容易啊互通的。
When we usually in our interactions with other people, when we're talking with other people, we hear what other people are saying and try to understand what's going on with them, how they're feeling, what are the conditions, what are the situations they are experiencing, both through what they are expressing verbally as well as the gesture and expression, the nonverbal cues that they are giving off.And try to understand how they're feeling and what their thoughts are in their mind. And, but it's often quite difficult to do for one to truly feel and understand, what the other person is really, feeling and, thinking, and worrying about. So, that's why, it is this Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara.His ability to be able to hear clearly and empathize with everybody's feeling and anguish.
通常呢，一个慈悲的母亲，如果是一个慈悲的母亲，很爱护这个婴儿的母亲，她是能够听懂婴儿的哭和笑。慈悲的什么？那婴儿不会讲话，对吧？婴儿在笑，他也知道婴儿笑的是什么；婴儿在哭，他也知道哭的是为什么要哭。哭的声音，有的时候哭的时候是饿了，有的时候哭的时候他是想要改小便，改大便的。有的时候需要拥抱，有些母亲。他能够啊，对这个婴儿啊，有这样的体验，有这样子的这个听得懂，看得出来听得懂，那这种母亲就是好母亲。
Usually, a very compassionate mother will be able to tell very clearly, what a baby wants when the baby is crying or laughing.Even though this baby is unable to talk, can't express her needs verbally, this mother will be able to understand that when she's laughing, this is what she's experiencing. When she's crying, what does she need? What does that mean? And even from the crying, the good mother will be able to distinguish what's being requested. Sometimes when a baby cries, she was hungry, she wants food.Sometimes when a baby cries, she needs her diaper change, or sometimes she wants someone to hold her. So a mother, even without verbal communication, will be able to understand all this, all these signs, the expression given off by a baby. And for mothers who are able to do that, these are very good mothers.
其实如果很用心的，很有爱心的爸爸也有这样的能力。
actually, even a father who really cares, a good, very good father who really cares about the baby can also do that.
我现在请问你们，你们多半都有孩子的，都曾经有过小孩的，你们是不是这样的爸爸，这样的妈妈？
I'd like to ask you, a lot of you here, parents, probably have experience of having young children, babies. So, were you one of these very good mothers and fathers yourself?
如果是的话，请举手。虽然好像不是，但是你举一下的手也很好。
Please raise your hand if you think you are one of those very good father and mothers. And even though you kind of wasn't sure about it, like, raise your hand will be a good thing.
我想应该学习，应该学习啊。对婴儿如此，那对太太是不是应该也是这样？对先生是不是应该这样？这太太对先生是不是应该也是这样？太太对先生，先生对太太是不是应该这样子？有这个能力。
So, even if one's not there yet, one definitely can practice to get there. If one can do that to a baby, does that mean that one can do that to oneself, right? That the husband can treat one's wife that way, and wife can treat her husband that way, isn't it?
我相信呢，这是容易做的道理，特别是你们在谈恋爱的时候。爱得要死的时候，这个对方讲一句话，一个动作，你很清楚他在做什么。可是呢，你恋爱过了以后，这个蜜月已经过了以后，你渐渐就忘掉了。你太太讲什么啊？讲什么？
I'm sure that you have experienced that when you were in love.With the spouse, that time when you were in love, and at that time then, with just a little bit of emotion from the other person, you can understand, you can understand exactly what that person wants, very much in tune with the other person's feeling and needs at that time. What happened was after a while, probably after the honeymoon period, then one starts to lose that ability to stay in tune with the other person's feelings and needs.And so when wife said something, you'd be like, what? What did you say?
所以观世音菩萨的观音法门并不是那么难，只要用心就可以学习得到。
So therefore, this method of contemplating sound of Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara really isn't that hard. All one needs.To do is to use one's heart to do so.
我们通常呢，是自私的人呢，都是希望其他的人听懂自己的话，希望其他的人多听自己的声音，而很少愿意啊，花一点时间用一点心听听人家的心声，或者是听听人家的话。如果愿意。多花一点时间多听听人家的话，多愿意体验人家心里在想什么，你这里就是观世音菩萨的什么学的观音法门，这是最初开始去学的观音法门。
Usually people who are very selfish, they would always think that all they want is that people listen to me more and people understand me, that's what they want, and very rarely do they think of paying close attention to what other people are saying, making sure that they understand other people's feelings and needs and what they're thinking. So these people tend not to think about that. Therefore, the first step of practicing, of cultivating the method of contemplating sound of Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara is that of starting to think about other people a little more.Pay attention to what they're saying, try to understand what they're trying to say, what they're trying to express, what they're feeling. And if one can do so, that's one's already taking the first step in practicing this method.
观音菩萨另外一个 它的意思叫做观自在。观自在，这个观的意思是它不是就是观察的意思，不是看，而是呢 contemplate， 那就是用心。凡是用心，你心就得自在，意思是这个样子。凡是用心，你的心就是自在的。用心做什么？用心在你现在的生活的状况，以及用心在你现在身体的状况，用心在你现在工作的状况，这就叫做观。当你用心的时候，这都不是心里面呢不会有困扰，心里头不会有障碍，不会有困难，不会有痛苦，所以叫观自在。
The other meaning, the interpretation of the name of Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara is that of contemplating self at ease. The Chinese word contemplate, that is translated as contemplate, it can sometimes be translated as observing, but that's not the meaning here. What, the meaning here really is to contemplate self at ease. What it means here is that in order to contemplate self at ease, one needs to apply one's mind. If one's able to apply one's mind, then one will naturally be at ease. What does it mean to apply one's mind? Applying one's mind refers to being mindful. Being mindful of what one is doing in the present moment. Whatever that's happening, whatever one's doing right now in this moment, one is totally mindful of that. And what at work, whatever one is doing at work in interacting with others, one's completely mindful of what one is doing at work. Same thing happens in one's interaction with family members and other people in the community. If one's able to do that, to be completely mindful at all times, at all places, doing everything, then there will be no confusion, no suffering, no obstacle, no difficulty one will perceive in one's mind. And because of that, of course, one is completely at ease.
有一个人呢，他害了癌症，要去动手术。这个是一个女的啊，女生。他的癌症的去动手术，是一个女性的癌症啊。他就跟我讲，他说：“师傅，我害怕。”我说：“你怕什么？”他说：“我怕动手术。”我说：“那你不要动。”他说：“我也怕。”我说：“你怕什么？不动手术会死。”不动手术会死，那动了手术呢？动了手术可能死得更快。他说：“我怕。”他说动了手术可能不死，对不对？他说是，他说我不知道会不会死，所以怕。我说反正不是死，死早死不是死，但是你动手术的时候可能有不死的机会。我说你就念观音菩萨吧。动手术的时候，反正你有麻醉的你也不知道，没有动手术以前念观音菩萨，你知道了以后再念观音菩萨。你说你交给观音菩萨，你自己什么也不要管。他说我还是怕。我说你念观音菩萨呢，你不要管死和不死，你说我们就是手术，动手术，动了手术以后会怎么样？我说那时候。这个第一个就接死掉了，要动手术，很严重的手术就死掉了。一个呢，暂时不会死了， 是这样的选择。那面对这样的事实，你就不需要有恐惧。面对事实就是观的意思，面对啊，面对你现在正在进行的任何一种事实的状况，这叫做观。面对着你当下的状况，你不要想着未来的事，你也不要想着过去的事，而想着现在你面对它，这就没什么好怕的。
One time, lay practitioner. One time, a lay practitioner came to me. She got cancer, and she was scheduled to undergo surgery. And she came to me and said, telling me that she's very scared, very afraid of what's going to happen. I asked her, "What are you scared about?" That she said, "Well, I'm scared about the surgery. I'm really afraid about the surgery."I said, then if you're afraid of the surgery, then don't do the surgery. They said, well, if I don't do surgery, then I'm going to die from the cancer. So I said, okay, surgery, you're afraid. No surgery, you're going to die. So, what's going on? And she said, well, you know, I'm afraid of the surgery, but, because I'm afraid that if I undergo the surgery, I would die even faster.But if I don't undergo the surgery, I would for sure get eaten up by this cancer. So I'm just very scared about it and not really sure what to do. So I gave her the advice to use the method of reciting the Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara's name. Just recite this Bodhisattva's name and to help you go through this difficult situation.And she said, well, but that is still not enough. I'm still scared. I'm still really worried about the future. And I told her, well, think about it. Look at what is going on. The situation now is this. If you don't go through surgery, then you're going to die from cancer. If you do, you may have a chance. If the surgery is successful, you may have a chance and live longer.So look at this, look at the whole situation clearly. And so tell yourself that, well, either way, death, sooner or later, I'm going to die. But if you don't die from, if you can live longer because of the surgery, then that's worth it, right? So look at it this way and use the method of reciting the Bodhisattva's name. So tell yourself that, okay,I'm reciting the Bodhisattva's name, and this is what I'm going to go through, the surgery. Not to worry about what's going to happen in the future. Not worry about or think about the past. It's just what's going on right now. And what it is to face what's happening right now. Not be in denial, not delude oneself. Just face what's happening.Right now in the present moment. And by doing so, one is really contemplating. One's really contemplating what's going on, being mindful of what's going on by facing the current situation squarely and clearly. If one's able to do so, then one will be able to eliminate the fear and anguish in one's mind.And thus be able to be at ease.
所以观只要愿意能够做观的功夫，你当下就没有烦恼。当下你自私的这一个念头暂时就会放下来。所以观这最基本的观的方法比如说观呼吸，观我们的身体的感觉，以及观我们的心里边的念头。那在最愿意观的时候，你就能够面对当下的状况，而不受当下状况的影响而产生烦恼。
Therefore, if one's able to contemplate the present moment, then one will not give rise to vexation, emotional affliction in oneself, one will also be less likely to give rise to selfish thoughts. So the methods of contemplating the present moment include the method of the breath, following the breath, or the method of experiencing the bodily sensation that one is experiencing. Or one can contemplate the thoughts that are rising in one's mind. All these methods allow oneself to contemplate the present moment, and as a result, giving rise to fewer vexations in one's mind.
所以观自在的意思，能够用观心功夫，你心就不会受困扰。前面讲观心的意思，是对其他的人的关心。
So now you can understand that the meaning of the practice of contemplating the present moment. If one's able to practice this contemplation, then one will be less likely to give rise to suffering. One will be less likely to be bothered by what's going on and thus be at ease.
现在我们看，我们要讲经文。 那第一段是观世音菩萨在过去遇到的一尊佛，那也叫做观音，也叫观世音佛。那观世音佛把法门呢来交给这个现在这个观世音菩萨。
So now let's turn to the text of the sutra. Here the first paragraph talks about the Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara who encountered a Buddha in the past, and Buddha's name is also Avalokiteshvara. And upon encountering this Buddha of the Avalokiteshvara in the past, this Buddha taught the Bodhisattva of the Avalokiteshvara a method of practice, and that's the method of contemplating sound, and that's the main idea of the first paragraph here.
那么第二段呢，是这位观音菩萨听到了那个观音法门之后。
The second paragraph talks about the idea that upon hearing the method of contemplating sound, Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara started cultivating this method of contemplating sound, and he found that the cultivation of this method brought about perfection.
第三段呢，他修成了无私圆满，那有了什么功能呢？它的功能就是慈悲。
The main idea of the third paragraph is that the accomplishment, the perfection that this Bodhisattva was able to accomplish by practicing the method, the function of this perfection is that of compassion.
修成了慈悲之后，究竟有什么用呢？那它就是一个止息啊。 这解脱了，第二个呢，能够用慈悲的力量来去度众生。So
what's the use of this compassion? The use of this compassion is a twofold. First is that one attains liberation of oneself. The other is that one's able to use the power of this compassion to help and deliver other sentient beings.
现在请看我们那个经文哦，我把这经文念 第一段的念想，但是观世音菩萨即从坐起顶礼复坐而白佛言：世尊，意念我昔无数恒河沙底，一时有佛出现于世，名观世音。我以彼佛发菩提心，彼佛教我从文士修入三摩地。
Let me read the text. The third paragraph of the text. Thereupon, Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva rose from his seat, prostrated himself with his head at the feet of the Buddha and declared, I still remember that long before numbers of eons countless as the sand grains in the Ganges, a Buddha called Avalokiteshvara appeared in the world. When I was with him, I developed the Bodhi mind,And for my entry into samadhi, I was instructed by him to practice meditation by means of the organ of hearing.
这一段呢，是说，在这个时间，这个什么时间呢？就是在说《楞严经》的时间，释迦牟尼佛是这个说《楞严经》的时间。那观世音菩萨呢？站起来给释迦牟尼佛顶礼，然后向释迦牟尼佛报告，他说：世尊啊，我记得我在过去呢，很久很久很久以前呢，遇到一尊佛，那个时候这尊佛叫什么？叫观世音，那叫做观音古佛。那这一尊佛对我怎么样呢？那我就是在这一尊佛前发了菩提心，那因为我发了菩提心，所以呢佛就叫我怎么修行呢？那这一段里边非常重要的是发菩提心。
So this paragraph talks about this time, and what's the time when this event happened? That was when Shakyamuni Buddha gave the teaching on Sharangama Sutra. And while Buddha gave teaching on Sharangama Sutra, the Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara stood up and prostrated to the Buddha and reported to the Buddha,that world honored one, a very, very long time ago, I encountered a Buddha, and this Buddha's name is Avalokiteshvara. And when I met this Buddha, I gave rise to the Bodhi mind. Because I gave rise to the Bodhi mind, this Buddha gave me the teaching, teaching instructing me to practice this method of hearing.So in this paragraph, the most important idea is that of giving rise to the Bodhi mind.
什么叫做菩提心呢？是智慧心，是无私的、无我的智慧心。真正的智慧心一定是无私的。一定是无我的，因为无私无我，才有实现了真正的慈悲实现。所以菩提心里边就是含有智慧和慈悲。
So what's the Bodhi mind? But Bodhi mind actually refers to the mind of wisdom, the mind of wisdom that is selfless, that is no self.And it is only when one is truly selfless and that there understand that there is no self that one truly has the mind of wisdom. And when one has the mind of wisdom, then one will also truly have compassion. So what it means here is that the Bodhi mind encompasses both perfect wisdom and compassion.
第一心呢有两类。一种是就是菩提心，另外一种呢叫做无上菩提心。其实 精神是菩提心，是我们讲的小菩提心，就是希望自己啊从烦恼的解脱。而大菩提心或者无上菩提心呢，愿一切众生都能从烦恼的解脱。
There are two kinds of Bodhi mind. The first kind of Bodhi mind referred to the small Bodhi mind. The second kind of Bodhi mind is called the unsurpassed Bodhi mind. The first kind, the small Bodhi mind, refers to one who is about to liberate oneself from one's vexation and suffering. And the second kind, that of unsurpassed Bodhi mind,It's one where one vows to deliver all sentient beings from their suffering.
如果说是菩提心呢，也就是希望自己是无私的。这个无私要从什么啊？上面可以得到力量的。我们仅仅说我是不自私的，我是无私的，仅仅怎么说是没有力量的，是没有用的，这是空话，是个大话。而一定要从自己对象来作为我们呢发菩提心的这个付钱发菩提心重于付钱啊。那谁是我们的对象呢？首先是我们自己的家人啊，亲人啊，朋友啊，然后是全体的人类，最后是一切的众生。一定要有对象。那什么意思？是说对我们的对象啊，让他们不受伤害，而得到健康，得到平安，得到快乐。那是的一个人啊，是说我的对象啊，如果只有一个人，你们家里边比如说只有夫妻两个人，或者是只有你们家里边呢只有夫妻父母孩子都有几个人啊，那也可以啊，要让他们能够健康平安很快乐，而不要让他们受到伤害，这算不算是菩提心？算。然后一层一层的扩大，使得全世界的人以及所有一切众生啊，都能够平安快乐、健康的话，那这个就是菩提心。这是普通的菩提心。那如果是大菩提心呢，是更大。所以大菩提心的意思是说，是对未来的所有一切的众生，不是现在的，现在的一切众生，但是未来的一切众生。那今天不仅仅是我们这个世界，地球世界的众生，希望在地球世界以外所有宇宙之中，凡是有众生的地方的众生，我们都希望他们能够得到平安快乐。
The cultivation of Bodhi mind clearly requires the giving rise to the idea of selflessness. To try to be selfless in cultivating Bodhi mind.However, most people, when they think about being selfless, they just say, well, I'm just not going to be selfish. I'm going to be selfless. doing so is not quite enough because it's largely just empty words, like I'm going to be selfless. It's not quite enough. It does not develop enough power to drive this one's cultivation of devotee mind. So how does one go about developing adequate power in the cultivation of Bodhi mind in practicing selflessness? Well, what one needs to do is to actually to get dirty and cultivate the field of merit in one's daily life. One needs to start with doing so through one's interactions with other people in one's life. Start out with cultivating that with people in one's family, and then expand it out to people in one's surrounding environment, including those of one's co-workers, people in one's neighborhood, and then further expanding that to everybody in this world. And after that, one expands one's cultivation to include all sentient beings in the world. So it is important that there are objects towards which one cultivates this selflessness in this process. So one starts out with one's family, that in one's daily life, with one's spouse, or one's parents, or one's children. What one does is to make sure that one brings about benefits to these people in one's life, to bring them health, security, and happiness, while at the same time making sure that one does not cause them harm. So if one's doing so, one's actually cultivating the Bodhi mind. And after that, then one can expand one's field of merit further to include other people outside the family in the community. And then further to include everybody in this world, and then to all sentient beings in the world. So that one can cultivate, these are several levels of cultivation of the Bodhi mind. And that is the cultivation of ordinary Bodhi mind. And there's to go about that, there is the cultivation of the great Bodhi mind, which includes not only all sentient beings in the world at the present. One also vows to bring benefits such as health and happiness and security to all beings, all sentient beings in the future, or in the entire universe. That one vows to bring benefits to all beings in the entire universe in the future as well as in the present, and vows to not cause them harm. Then if one's doing that, that's the cultivation of the great Bodhi mind.
大菩提心，我上菩提心，不容易，因为这个太大了，而且太久了，但是我们这个目标是需要有的，这个目标这个方向需要有，但是我们开始做的时候呢，是从菩提心开始，从一般的菩提心，也就是说，自己少一些自私啊，那多一些慈悲，对于其他的人呢，用观世音的观音法门啊，那对于自己来讲的话，用观自在啊，观自在的法门，那这样子我们就是对人啊用观音，对自己用观自在，这样子呢，我们一天一天地做下去，会越做越深，越做越化。
Perhaps this notion of the great Bodhi mind or unsurpassable Bodhi mind is a little overwhelming for most people at the beginning, because it's kind of a little difficult. It seems to take a really long time. However, that notion should serve as a direction for one's practice. So one should still think of that as the goal that will provide one with a certain direction in one's own practice. But the practical thing to do is to start with the cultivation of the ordinary Bodhi mind, to start with interacting with other people in one's daily life, with less selfishness, with more compassion when one is interacting with them. To practice the contemplation of the sound of the world when interacting with others, paying attention to other people's feelings, to their needs in interacting with them, while at the same time practice the contemplation of self-ease with oneself, being mindful at all times. Then if one can do so, then one will be at ease.
哎，大家记得吗？观世音怎么观呢？
Can you still remember how to contemplate self-ease?
听声音吗？听谁的声音啊？要用心听你自己所接触的人的心声，就是用心关心人的，就是了解人，关心人。
So, a question. Actually, can you still remember how to contemplate the sound of the world? Okay, so what does that mean? Contemplating the sound of the world really is to listen with one's heart, to pay attention to what other people are saying, what they are feeling, to make sure that one can understand that.
那观自在怎么观呢？怎么能够自在呢？怎么观呢？
How about contemplation of self-ease? How does one go about contemplating self-ease?
你遇到什么状况，你就观你自己的现在的状况。但是呢，我们最初步的方法就是观自己的呼吸，观自己的心念，甚至于我在做什么，你就把你的心放在做什么上面。
The contemplation of self-ease has to do with contemplating what is going on in the present moment. So let's start with the method of observing one's breath, and as well as observing the thoughts that are arising in one's mind, as well as observing what's going on, what one is doing. So it's about being mindful of the present moment, of what one is doing and what's going on in the present moment.
下面呢，他真正的观菩萨在修的法门，现在我还没有讲，闻思修是怎么修法，我们明天再说。
Actually, I haven't quite got to the method that Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara was instructed to use in our practice. The method of hearing, understanding, and realization and cultivation. And I guess we have run out of time, and so I will talk about that in tomorrow's lecture.
现在呢，因为我们刚才词开始了一刻钟，我们开始的时候迟了一刻钟，现在还有一刻钟的时间呢，可以让大家发问，有什么问题？可以就这样子问，问的时候问短一点，不要问长了哈，问长了变成你自己演讲。
Because we started about 15 minutes late, and now there are I'd like to allow 15 minutes for questions from the floor. So if you have a question, you can raise it now. And please keep your question short, because we don't have a lot of time here.
有谁要发问的，请举手。
Please raise your hand. Finally, please.Speak very loud.
No. The microphone. Raise your hand, please.
Who can use this microphone?
Mm-hmm.
together.
The way to achieve release from suffering is to, one of the ways is to contemplate and to feel the pain and suffering in others. For many of us who have experienced trauma and sort of repeated injuries or suffering, and it happens to all of us eventually in life, sometimes dealing with our own pain seems overwhelming. To then, it makes you sensitive to others, but when you are feeling the pain of others, it sometimes brings you down in such a way that it seems hopeless. And so I don't understand how the empathy for another's feelings to become really sensitive to other suffering relieves either yours or theirs.
师父他的问题是这样子，师父刚才讲呢，就是说如果要自己离苦的话，就是要尽量要听聆听其他人感受他们的痛苦，这样子就可以自己离苦了。可是问题就是很多人呢，他们自己有很多非常非常痛苦的经验。这样子时间下来了，就变成自己心里面的痛苦已经很难处理了，就没有办法了。如果再去聆听其他人很痛苦的经验的时候，可能让自己觉得更沮丧，觉得不知道怎么办。所以我不知道怎么样去这个方法去聆听其他人的痛苦，可以让他们减少他们的痛苦，也让自己减少自己痛苦。我不了解怎么样。
我举一个例子啊，这是去年达赖喇嘛发生的事，他在布里达雅说话的时候呢，走远没发言。是非常痛苦。后来他就去到这里去，到新德里啊去治病，还是很痛苦，在路上相当痛苦。但是他看到路边呢，有人的病人，在路边上看到有病人，那他就升起慈悲心来啊，他说啊。我还是幸运的，我现在还要被他送到这个这里去看病呢。他说这个路边上这样的病人啊，他根本没有人照顾他，我还是比他好。那他说我愿意世界上所有的人都不要病，我愿意所有的人的病啊都从变成我的病好了，我愿意我这个病就是啊痛啊就代替他们来痛好了。哎，他这样子一想呢，他自己的病痛啊，就没有感觉到了。
Let me give you an example about maybe last year or another year ago. The His Holiness the Dalai Lama was giving his teaching in Bodhgaya in India. And when he was giving his teaching there, he got some serious illness in his stomach. Very, very painful. So they took him to a doctor in New Delhi. And on the road, traveling to New Delhi to see the doctor, he was in agonizing pain the whole way in the car. And so he's Holiness the Dalai Lama, in the car, he looked out on the side of the road and saw that there were six people around on the side of the road. And upon seeing them, His Holiness gave rise to compassion in his mind and thought to himself that, actually, I'm very fortunate that I'm feeling very sick now. but someone is taking me to all the way to New Delhi to see the doctor, and people are taking care of me. Look at these people on out there on the side of the road. They're so ill, but nobody is even taking care of them. Probably nobody's thinking about taking them to see a doctor. And so upon giving rise to that thought, His Holiness also gave rise to this vow, vowing and wishing that all sentient beings will enjoy good health, that they will not get sick, that if they're sick, that they will recover very soon. And that the fact that he is ill is not a concern, not a problem at all. When upon giving rise to this thought and vow and the compassion, His Holiness no longer suffer from his own illness, was no longer in agony anymore.
我在1999年也遇到一个例子，那是台湾发生的大地震，死掉2000多人，有一个人呢，我到灾区啊去慰问，有一个人呢，他的房子全部倒了，他心里非常痛苦，他全家从此以后不知道要到哪去了，他就跟我告诉我，他说他全家可能都要自杀了，从此以后没有希望了。啊，我说你想好了，你跟着我一起去救灾，跟着我一起去慰问，你过几天以后再说吧，你的问题但是跟着旁边已经发生的事情已经发生了，所以跟着我去救灾去吧。后来他就跟着我去救灾，跟着我去看到许多其他的人的状况比他更惨，他这是房子倒了，而人家还有很多人死掉的人，而不是死掉一个，而是死掉几个。他就看看人家比自己好像比自己还比他幸运，所以他就觉得他自己的痛苦应该可以承受，很快他就站起来，没有被那个地震的灾难呢，这个变成遇到灾难以后也站不起来了，他没那么痛苦了。
Another example, it happened in Taiwan in 1999, if you might remember. There was a huge earthquake in Taiwan that year. And after the earthquake, I went to the disaster zone to visit the victims of the disaster. And one of the victims of the earthquake came up to me and told me that his house was completely destroyed. And so he was so upset about the situation and felt that now that he completely lost his house, it's completely hopeless. That he was saying to me that he and his whole family finally just go to kill themselves because there's no hope there. And I told him that, well, why don't you come and help me help other disaster victims? Like, you know, after a few days, then you think about it again.So that's what he did. He came with me to help other victims of the earthquake. And while doing so, he saw that there were a lot of other people who suffered greater loss than his own. That he only lost his house, but other people lost family members. Not just one, some of them. Several of the family members died in the earthquake. So upon seeing that other people suffering greater than his own,that he found that his own loss was actually acceptable. And feeling that, actually, very soon after that, he was able to get on his feet again to recover from this traumatic experience of the earthquake.
Okay. I can hear you very important.
There's time for one more question.
Okay.这个薛菩萨 边谢。啊，谢太太。
Short question. In your hand, what does this beat or?
What is it for? What is it and what is it for? Is it your question?
Like the beat.
Just with the hand.
Short explanation.
师父他的问题说是很简短的，就是师父手里面拿着的是什么，是什么东西。
因为你们都有玩具，我没有玩具，我把它当玩具。
Very simple, you all have your toys, this is mine.
这就是在观啊，观啊。我是在感觉，我的心随时在安定，怎么安定呢？我有的东西可以让我关，我的手在动的时候，我的感觉我的手在动，我就没有杂念，心很安定，这就是观自在的一个修行方法。
This is actually my tool for contemplating self at ease. That, the reason why, my mind is stable and calm all the time is because that at all times I'm mindful. I'm mindful of my hands, the motion of the recitation beats going through my fingers and the sensation from running through this recitation beat. And because of this contemplation, of mindfulness at all moments of this sensation, then I don't give rise to much scattered and wandering thoughts, and thus my mind can be calm and at ease at all times. So this is the contemplation of self at ease.
像这样的玩具，你要不要玩？
Do you like a toy like this?
大家都可以试的哈。
You can all try this.
有些人没有玩具呢，我就叫他玩自己的手指也可以的。你自己玩自己的手指，感觉是自己的手指，也是可以。
So if you don't have this toy, you don't have this recitation beat, you can also use your fingers. You can count through your fingers. It's the same.
心能够安定下来，能够使得你的心安静的。
Because it's function to stabilize your mind.
It's okay. 很满意啊，很好。好，今天我们讲到这个位置，明天希望能够今天来的明天还会来啊，今天不来的呢，明天才原来。
So the lecture will end here today. I hope that you will try your best to come to the lecture tomorrow. Even those who couldn't come today, hopefully they will be able to come today as well.
我想问一下，今天讲的有用没有用？
What do you think? Is the lecture useful?
的 palm join bow. Thank you. Please remain standing.